How about some political coverage with a backbeat?
Shouts out to Hillary Clinton. You about to win that president. You gonna be a president soon, baby. Lil B. White House.
That is the rapper Lil B from 2013. You know, hip-hop has always been a genre that infuses politics and music, so Hillary Clinton is popping up a lot in songs, so is Donald Trump. Here's the YG and Nipsey Hussle song from this year called FDT. I will let you guess what those letters stand for.
Donald Trump, Donald Trump, I like white folks, but I don't like you.
I heard that song and I was just like, wow, this is the first hip hop song that I can recall that was explicitly anti-Trump. And so I got curious, like, is this actually the first?
We'll get to that question in a moment. That is Allison McCann there. She is not a musician, not a music journalist. She works for the data website 538. She crunches numbers, but she's also a casual hip hop fan. And so she had this idea. What if she used Genius, a lyric annotation database, to see how many times Clinton and Trump have shown up in hip hop songs? The YG song FDT was just one of 266 references to Donald Trump.
So YG is really interesting in that he's from Compton in LA, and he had heard of these African Americans being kicked out of Trump rally. He has a lot of close Hispanic friends. So the song is really complicated and touches on all of these parts of Trump's campaign, saying things about young African Americans. So the whole song is really thoughtful about all these different parts of Trump.
You said something interesting, that this is the first really negative hip hop song that you heard about Donald Trump. Did things used to be much more positive for him in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been a mainstay of hip hop all the way back to 1989. It was almost like his brand just became this signifier of wealth and all things cool.
Does one positive one stand out from the past?
A lot of the positive ones were so lazy. Like, they were just like, you know, I'm at the Trump. I'm like, I'm hanging penthouse at the Trump.
Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump. Look at all this money.
Okay, so on the other side of the aisle, Hillary Clinton has appeared in 92 songs since 1993. Some of those songs embraced her.
Hillary Clinton, she my best friend. Even co-signed for that new white beans. Yeah, I'm sticking.
Many songs rejected her.
Never on top, always on the bottom. Never put your trust in Hillary Rodham, because I can tell you now it's going to turn out rotten.
A lot of her references that were negative occurred during her first run for the Democratic nomination. So around 08, she had this big spike in references, and a lot of them were that, you know, hip-hop artists and young African-Americans obviously were really resonating with Obama. So a lot of them were saying things about, how could you pick Hillary when you have Obama?
Look at Hillary Clinton when she speak, looking like the devil with a grin. Got it in for what Bill did then, can't wait to put it to an end. Hope Barack Obama got a plan.
We were talking to Allison McCann, a writer for 538.com and also a hip-hop fan.
White House, swat, 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 cut, knife, swat, swat, white house, white.